This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Ukrainian leaders are calling for more sanctions from Western governments against Russia after the discovery of mass graves near Kyiv. The Biden administration says it will announce more sanctions this week. Last week, it said it would extend sanctions to entities and individuals connected to the Russian tech sector. And that is on top of blocking Russia from the SWIFT interbank messaging system, freezing the assets of Russia's central bank, and a long list of other sanctions on Russian banks and businesses. One reason the U.S. can do all this is the power of the dollar. It's the most widely used currency internationally, and the U.S. financial system touches just about every corner of the globe. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, these actions could have unintended consequences.
The U.S. dollar can be found far beyond U.S. borders.
A great deal of trade is denominated in dollars. So you're quoting the price of a barrel of oil, even between China and Venezuela, they quote in dollars.
Ken Rogoff is professor of economics at Harvard.
The footprint of the dollar is roughly three times the size of our economy. If you look at the U.S. share, say, of trade or world GDP.
And a lot of the world's financial deal-making at least touches the U.S. financial system, which gives the U.S. leverage.
The U.S. controls a lot of the inner workings of the global financial system.
Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. has pushed the levers of its financial power to nearly full tilt, even going so far as to freeze the reserves that Russia's central bank held around the world.
That's really, you know, the nuclear option in this game.
That, Rogoff says, was a shock, not just to Russia, but to China as well.
And the Chinese, they're not saying anything. They're going to move very quietly. But I can assure you that behind the scenes, they're talking about how they can move faster than they were planning.
Move faster to establishing Chinese currency, traditional or digital, as a global leader, particularly in Asia. And move faster to fortify its own payment system. Russia's internal payment system, for example, protected its domestic credit card industry from U.S.-led sanctions. It's reportedly seeking to export that system to Venezuela and Iran. Scott Kennedy is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The more we use sanctions, the less the dollar and our banking system are viewed as benign to everyone, and it creates pressures for others to find workarounds.
Take, for example, global payment systems. Aaron Klein is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
Payments are a network economy subject to tipping points. That is, payment systems work and people don't want to start new ones. It's very difficult. But at some point, that could reach a tipping point where there's enough incentive for other countries to figure out an alternative.
So then, is the world reaching a tipping point or anywhere close to it?
No. America and its allies across the world have cut Russia out of the payment system because Russia did something way out of bounds.
If you aren't planning on invading a sovereign nation, then you don't need to worry, says Klein.
That's very different than using the payment system because you don't like the regime in charge, something the United States has done to other countries in the past, see Cuba.
Still, it's easy to imagine such steps would be on the table were China to invade Taiwan, for example. And it would make sense that China would want to insulate itself. Its size and economic power suggest the renminbi or its developing digital currency might take a globally important role. But Scott Kennedy at CSIS says that's not happening.
For all of China's talk about wanting to be independent and self-sufficient with technology and finance, there is no off-ramp to the global economy.
China will continue, he says, to be deeply dependent on and interconnected with the world economy. And its currency isn't close to being a global competitor, nor is any other at this point, not the euro, not the yen, both of which, over the years, have stirred fears they may replace the dollar.
No one should be scared at this moment that there is a competitor to the dollar or to SWIFT that should make the U.S. worried that its hegemony is going to disappear anytime in the very near future.
In the very near future. But the world is already a different place than it was just 3 years ago. So 10, 20, 30 years from now, who knows? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.